Yesterday, we found out that the NRL is heading back to the Northern Territory. We know that the Parramatta Eels are going to take on the Brisbane Broncos in the NRL's Anzac Round at TIO Stadium. So we found that out yesterday. It's not the only good news. We know that the Darwin Triple Crown is returning for 2021 from the 18th to the 20th of June. And joining us on the line to talk more about that from Northern Territory Major Events, CEO Tim Watsford. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Katie. How are you?
Very well. This is great news. I know it's been such a tough year for you guys at NT Major Events, trying to, you know, to still make sure you're delivering a lot this year, but it's been tough during COVID. So must be glad that we're hopefully going to get back to a bit of normality for next year.
Yeah, you're dead right. I think it's been a very testing year for not only the events industry, but right across the world. The fact that, you know, we're privileged enough to live in an area that we could deliver some really great events this year in a COVID-safe way is kind of testament to what Territorians have gone through and giving us a bit of an ability to deliver some great outcomes. And we've kind of put 2020 in the rack, so to speak, and then pin the ears back and let's look at what's in front of us for 2021, and it's shaping up to be a cracker.
I reckon, and you might want to pin your ears back because for motorsports fans, the Australian Superbikes are going to be part of next year's Supercars weekend.
Yeah, to let you in a bit of a secret, we've been chasing them for a while, so I guess having a good look at what next year looks like, really happy to have them on board and, you know, to bring drag racing in as part of the Friday night as well, coupled with the super trucks. I'm pretty confident that's going to be the best program in the country in 2021. So the guys done a great job getting that away.
Yeah, no doubt plenty of work going on behind the scenes to make that happen.
Yeah, heaps. And I think it's been a long road. Like I said, the Superbikes in particular have been a good couple of years on discussions. And I think in light of us and doing what we're doing at the moment, there's a sense of certainty that we can actually get some stuff away next year, I'll be honest. So the fact that we've got partners like Superbikes and the Drags coming from right around the country to come up and compete is testament to kind of the top end and the situation that we find ourselves in. So we'll capitalise where we can, Katie.
And you have to. I think this is the thing, you know, when we're in a situation where we are able to hold events again, and particularly when you talk about wonderful sporting events which draw people from other locations, it's going to be great to be able to do it.
Yeah, it is, and you said drawing people from other locations, and that's probably really part of our, I guess, go-to now for the next couple of years as part of recovery. We want to make sure that industry operators, hotels, everyone kind of capitalises on the back of what we do as a company and what events we deliver. So when you start getting, I guess, three fan bases, being drag, supercars and bikes together, that's hopefully going to increase crowds. We're already, the tickets are walking out the door, to be honest, already.
So that's good.
It's really popular, and hopefully we're going to drag a great audience from right across Australia to the top end for a good couple of days, middle of June next year.
And I think there's a bit of a Black Friday sale on this week as well, isn't there?
There is, $79 for a 3-day pass. So
awesome.
Literally started midnight last night. As mentioned, they're walking out the door. So I'd get in quick over the weekend. You've got till midnight Monday to get your tickets at $79 to see all the action over June 18 to 20 as part of the Darwin Round of Supercars.
And I know plenty of people will be wondering, are you going to have the concerts and things again next year?
Absolutely we are. So the Friday night will be drags from a program perspective, and the Saturday night will be a concert. So we're just finalising the last details, and hopefully, you know, when we come back from Christmas, we can announce a pretty gangbuster lineup for that Saturday night for everyone to enjoy. But that's definitely part of the planning. So
it's
back to normal, I hope.
Yeah, let's hope so. And Tim, look, I love any kind of sport, but I particularly love the NRL, and we found out yesterday, obviously, we caught up with the Eels CEO yesterday. Great to hear that Anzac Round match is going to be back at TIO Stadium too.
Yeah, it is. And we once again, we've been trying for the Broncos for a couple of years. We had them in 2020. Unfortunately, that didn't obviously go to plan thanks to COVID. But, you know, Jim and the boys at Eels, coupled with our great partners at the NRL, have really done us a solid there, so to speak. It is a hard logistical challenge to get broadcasters, teams, etc. up to the up to the territory, and to think that we've got pretty much the best two teams from a supporter perspective, biggest membership bases and biggest viewership coming to play in the top end next year, is a testament, and we appreciate everything we do in the partnership. So big thank you to the Eels, and I've got no doubt they'll be hanging from their rafters come Anzac Day weekend.
Yeah. Oh, and let's hope the Broncos have a better year next year.
Yeah. Fingers crossed. I have faith. They'll still come, though. That's the main thing. They got rusted on fans, and that's what I'm worried about. So
yeah, that's the
Mighty Territory Eels should get the points, but let's fingers crossed. It's a bit of a show.
Oh, mate, I'm definitely a Queensland supporter, so I'm hoping that the Broncos come good. I didn't have the heart to tell the CEO of the Eels yesterday that was the case.
Oh, you should. NRL rivalry is the best. I'm proud.
Yeah. And, mate, there's still plenty that you're sort of locking in for next year as well. I know that that you guys have been working hard to still make sure that there is a lot of events for next year, including things like Base in the Grass and Territory Day, the Red Centre Nats as well. You're forging ahead with all of those, aren't you?
Yeah, we are, and we've got a head start to be open, and as you mentioned before, we've got to try and capitalise on kind of our advantages. So look, we're hoping to go out with a pretty rocking lineup for Base prior to Christmas, just to beat the industry, so to speak, and we're in a really good position where we are at the moment. So we just put a couple of contracts to bed in the next couple of weeks, and I'm pretty sure that we'll have a pretty sensational concert down at Mindle Beach again on May 15 as part of the Base of the Grass weekend. But look, there's also Parchima. We're playing on with a bigger and better Parchima in Alice between the 9th and 18th of April. We've got Reds and Nats. And entrance numbers are already ahead of previous years on where we are in Alice Springs in September. We're going to deliver Territory Day, and the beloved Million Dollar Fish is still going around. So there's a bit on at the moment for the guys, to be honest, but we're all having a bit of fun. So,
oh, good stuff.
Make 2021 a cracker.
Yeah, absolutely. I think hopefully it's going to be a great year. I don't think any of us anticipated exactly what 2020 would hold. So we're all hoping for a good year next year.
Yeah, exactly. And big shout out to everyone that's kind of helped us from across 2020 pulling it together. It has been a challenge. Everyone from within this business has definitely had their eyes open. But let's put 2020 to bed and have some fun in 2021.
Absolutely. Well, Tim Watsford, the NT Major Events CEO, always good to speak with you. Thanks for your time today.
Good on you, Katie. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.